Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
8:16 is the time, and right now I would like to speak to Muhammad Hanif Ibrahim Hendricks. He's the founder and the leader of Al Jamaa. Welcome to Chai FM. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, and thank you very much for the invitation to speak to your listeners.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So Al Jamaa has decided to withdraw its support for the DA in the coalition agreement. Why have you done that?
We've never been in an agreement with the DA. If they claim we have an agreement, they must please show the signature. So they are lying. You know, we can't work with a party that tells the nation lies.
Okay, fair enough. I was actually saying earlier, and I imagine that this is a huge challenge for any political party, is staying in line with the values of one's constituents. I mean,
that is correct. You know, our votes in the city of Johannesburg and elsewhere increased 10 times, especially in the Nasia, where the DA has been running the Nasia to the ground over the last 10 years. You find that although they were controlling the ward, people come out in their numbers in the by-election to vote for Al Jamaa to give us a chance. We showed what we could do, and our votes increased from 3,000 to 8,000 in the last election in the media alone. So Al Jamaa has a reputation of service delivery. We also have fundamental principles, but our priority is service delivery, and that's why people, wherever we go, are voting for us. I spoke to Alan Jella about, she approached us and wanted us to use our 3 seats. And we told her, and she said, look, let's talk about our policies and principles. And I told her, you stand with Israel, mm-hmm. which means you stand with the occupation, forced removals, apartheid. And we stand with Palestine, which is supported by icons in South Africa like Mandela, and Bishop Tutu, and many people all over the world, and the General Assembly of the United Nations, who has passed a lot of resolutions. So how can you expect us to work together if we are going to clash? We need a stable government. We don't need a coalition with a DA or an ANC with any other party. What we had in Johannesburg was a government of local unity. They met last night with regard to these issues. We are going to approach the EFF because they are the kingmakers in all of this. And we're going to ask the EFF to do what they can not to collapse the city of Johannesburg, because that's what the ANC wants to do. And I've raised this with the ANC leadership and told them that they must bring their regional committees to book, and that we don't want a city of Johannesburg to be under administration and wait 4 months for a new election in the municipality. That's the ANC position, and that's unacceptable. And we will tell the EFF that in the interest of the people that voted for them and for us, we need to make sure that Johannesburg works. We are now stuck with an executive mayor who stands with Israel and says Johannesburg stands with Israel. But we will just have to find a way to work, and that's why we're going to serve on the committees of oversight and impact and environment, where we've done very well in the last 5 years with one councillor, and now we have 3 councillors in the city of Johannesburg. So we are going to do our best so that we can increase our votes in other parts of Gauteng, in Ekurhuleni and Tshwane. And we are really engaged with government at provincial and national level. And we told them that they need to provide more funds, more resources, more programs for the city of Johannesburg so that it can be a smart municipality. They're talking about smart cities, Lanseria, but we, as the mayor, playing a very important role there. But we want to make the whole of Johannesburg a smart municipality.
Yeah, that would be nice. How do you foresee working with the EFF?
Look, we are not going to work with the EFF. We've got a 6 or 7 political parties that work with the ANC, and we were very critical of the ANC while working with them in the past year. And we want to do the same with the EFF. And we've got a working relationship with the Secretary General, Marshall, Mr. Marshall of the EFF. And we've engaged on the land issue. We've engaged on a lot of other issues, and we've disagreed on their positions. And we have agreed on some other positions. And we feel that the voters are coming out in their numbers to support the EFF. So there must be something good in the EFF. And we want to bring that good to the attention of the nation. And that is what we are going to tell the EFF. We are taking the lead on behalf of about 9 political parties engaged with the EFF. And we're going to tell them not to support the ANC's position to collapse the city of Johannesburg. But working with the DA, we're going to have problems. We're going to clash. We want to rename Shanton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. We want to establish an office of Hamas in the city of Johannesburg so that we can get them to work to solve the problems in that part of the world and to work with other Palestinian factions. I've already met with them in Iran, and we performed a resistance test to protect our third holiest mosque. As you know, there's a court order that Jews can pray alongside with Muslims in the mosque, but they must do quiet prayers. So the courts are telling people how to pray. So, those are things, universal human values that any political party must follow. So if we're going to be in coalition with the DA, which is ridiculous, I can't imagine how they can ever think that we'll ever be in a coalition with them or even with the ANC. We're an independent party. And the fact that our votes increase tenfold, in Johannesburg increased from 3,000 to 28,000, means that we are capturing the imagination of voters, although we are a small party. We are a Muslim party, but a platform for all communities. In Harding, for example, we trash the ANC, and we're the kingmakers there, and we can remove the mayor anytime. We voted in favor of a DA speaker in Harding because we felt he's the best man for the job.
Yeah. Muhammad, so, I just wanted to ask you something because I'm looking at the time and we've actually got our next interview actually lined up. But Hamas, I know that Hamas has got a very close relationship with South Africa, with South African government, and have offices in Cape Town. This is an organization that has been declared a terrorist organization internationally. So,
yeah, look, you can't get a terrorist country like America making everyone else a terrorist. So, I mean, no one takes that very serious.
And the UK?
Except America and its allies. And so we don't believe Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
We believe they are a resistance movement.
Yeah.
We're just not very unhappy with them because, they're not very cooperative when it comes to unity of the Palestinian people. So I've been very critical of Hamas with regard to that. And then I agreed, to stop, trying to, for example, remove the PLO. And, like the ANC, we feel the PLO has played a very important role. And I'm not going to come along and just try and do what they are doing. So there are many forces in Hamas which are very progressive. And there are some who are, who have strong positions. There was a time when the ANC decided that they must take up arms after trying everything else. But there are many people in Hamas, who have a different position and taking up, arms for them is not an option. But I must admit that the forces who want to take up arms like the ANC did and the Liberation Movement did are gaining momentum.
Yeah. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it because we're out of time. I'm sure that it won't be the last time that we speak. And let's see what happens with Leila Khalid.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy that, when I was with Radio 7 at Chicxulub in Shashbot, we had a 15-year battle.
Yeah.
And we offered them a time on our radio station so that Jews and Muslims can start working together. Jews are very close to Muslims.
Absolutely.
We have many Jewish friends. And I'm very happy that I'm speaking on a Jewish radio station. It made my year. 2022 has been very good for me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Muhammad. And that's where we leave it. Muhammad Hanif Ibrahim Hendricks, who's the founder and leader of Al-Jamaha.